The Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Alhaji Innocent Fuseni, has attributed the rise in illegal mining to gold price, high unemployment and lack of enforcement of laws governing small-scale mining, among others. Speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the influx of foreigners engaged in illegal mining, Alhaji Fuseni reiterated that nobody has the right to mine without a permit. He said it is for this reason that a task force to check illegal mining has been instituted.
There are push and pull factors. The gold price hikes is one example of the drive towards the illegal mining pits by Ghanaians and foreigners alike who came into this country to exploit our resources. The unemployment is another drive. I mean, that push people onto the field because of their lack of avenues for employment, and they go there to see whether they can make a living. There are other considerations like institutional framework which makes people want to, after the legalization of the small-scale mining, people had the opportunity to go. Because of the need for a permitting regime, some people do not want to wait to go and get all the permits, so they rush into illegal mining pits to engage in this activity. You mentioned of deaths occurring as a result of the illegal mining operations. Largely because those who go onto the illegal mining pits do not have the technical know-how. They are not within the radar of the Ministry of, the Minerals Commission. They are not supervised in any way. And so because of the lack of knowledge of the topography of the area, the general, underground features and conditions, they expose themselves to unnecessary harm.
The Public Relations Officer of the Immigration Service, Francis Pamdeti, said foreigners are not allowed to engage in illegal mining activities. He said those who flout the laws are swiftly deported.
All of them, or most of them, came in legitimately. It is their activities that becomes illegitimate. And then we call it the breach of the conditions of arrival. Once you breach those conditions, the GIS will have to step in to either prosecute you or remove you from the country. So it is not as if our doors have been widely open for them to enter. Actually, last year, for instance, we refused about 735 foreigners from entering this country because they are undesirables. And even last year, we had about 235 people repatriated or deported from this country. I mean, task forces are mechanisms that are brought in to deal with the situation. But the need for this particular task force is because GIS... our mandate limits us to foreigners engaging in illegal activities. The police have a role to play. I believe the military was brought in to support because they have the logistics. I mean, GIS, as I speak, doesn't have weapons. So you don't go into that kind of activity where you know it's about money and resources. People are, quite protective of their theft.
The president of Imani Ghana, Franklin Cudjoe, said the modus operandi of the task force tends to drive away the illegal miners temporarily. He said the task force should rather deal with the root cause of illegal mining.
It appears as if these things have a way of driving out the people for a while. But then, ordinarily, they tend to come back. If you look at the number of ministries that combined forces in order to do this, the one question I kept asking myself was, do these ministries have real decentralized departments at the district level? Because if they had, you didn't need to mass up all of this, unless, of course, it's a show of force, that let's go get them. But when you go get them, the problem doesn't go away, because as the honorable former presidential candidate did say, people die in accidents anyway, so we'll go on and deal with it. So let's deal with the rights issues. And I think it's been sad that the Minerals Commission has got to step up its game and ensure that effective decentralization occurs, not the one.
And that was President of Imani Ghana, Franklin Cudjoe.